Welcome to Dating Tips for Him. I'm Valeska, your show host. Hello, hello. So glad to have you back for another episode. In today's episode, we are going to be discussing how to feel more confident on dates. I received a few messages asking me how you can feel more confident on a date. And the best advice that I can give you for this is that when you go on a date, you should not pretend to be someone that you're not. Don't pretend to have certain qualities that you really don't have just because you're trying to impress the woman that you're going on a date with. And the reason I say this is because eventually it will be revealed who you truly are, what kind of person you really are, and what kind of qualities and interests and hobbies you really have. So the best advice that I can give you is, no matter what, make sure that when you go on a date that you are completely yourself, that you are as natural and as genuine as you can be. Not only should that make you feel more comfortable, but the other person that you are going on a date with is at least going to know what kind of person you are. And if that person does not appreciate who you truly are as a man, then that person is not the right person for you. You should never pretend to be someone you're not or something that you're not for someone else. That is the best advice that I can give you as far as that is concerned. I believe that once you go on a date and you are truly yourself, it's going to lift off so much pressure from your shoulders. It's going to make you feel so much better because there won't be this added stress of trying to be someone or something that you really are not. So that alone is going to make you feel a lot better. Go on your date knowing that you are giving it the best shot. You are doing the best that you can. And that person that you present on the date is who you truly are. And if that person doesn't like it, who you go on a date with, then it's her loss, to be honest, and she's not the right person for you. And there is someone amazing out there waiting for you. You just haven't stumbled upon her yet. So keep that in mind. A lot of people make the mistake of going on a date and agreeing to certain things. Like, for example, you go on a date and she says that she likes horror movies, but you don't really like horror movies. And you just say that you do because you want to go along with her. You want to seem like you have something in common. But the thing is that that's not a good thing to do because eventually it's going to come up and she's going to ask you to watch a horror movie. And eventually you're not going to be able to continue to pretend to enjoy it when you really don't. So this is kind of an example of what I'm talking about, is don't agree to certain things. Don't pretend to like certain things just because she does. There is nothing wrong with being different, with having different interests, having different hobbies. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And don't be afraid to reveal that. And actually, that can be great for your future relationship. For two people to have totally different interests and hobbies is not necessarily a bad thing. That can add a lot of dimension and excitement to the relationship. You can introduce her to new things. She can introduce you to new things. And it can make for a very interesting and very fascinating connection. So it's not necessarily a bad thing. And I think that you should be completely honest with her as far as like your interests and hobbies and what you enjoy doing. Don't pretend to like certain things when you really don't. And don't pretend to be someone that you're not. And you're going to feel a lot better. You're going to see that a lot of that stress is going to begin to disappear from your body, from your mind. You won't be so worried. Once you stop pretending to be someone or something that you're not, and you stop trying to impress her, you will feel more comfortable and you will have less nervousness and you will feel more confident. Just the moment that you stop trying to impress her is when you are going to start to feel better. That is when you're going to start to see the change. So keep that in mind. I know it's a lot easier said than done. I get it. I know that. But my job is to give you the best tip that I can give you. And that's what I've got for you. I hope that it's helpful and I hope that you can initiate it on your next date. Thank you so much for joining in today. If you enjoyed today's tip, I'd love it if you can give me a quick rating. Also feel free to send me a message at hello@masteringdating.com. You'll see the information also under the show notes. You can contact me if you're interested. Let me know what your story is. If you want to take private dating sessions, coaching with me, dating coaching sessions with me, you can also send me a message. Let me know. I'm here. So I love you guys, and I hope you have a wonderful holiday. Take care.